welcome, my friend. You are back for more from the Dairobi Health Show. Today, I'm talking about 5 weight loss cheat codes. And if you're wanting to lose a few pounds, these could be really great. You might think that I, as a long-term sustainable health kind of a guy, ought not to be talking about cheat codes. However, there's a place for them. Sometimes we just want stuff that's easy. Sometimes we're not ready to make a wholesale commitment to our health. We got other things going on in our life. We might feel like we want to lose a little, but we're just not ready. But it'd sure make us feel good if we did something simple that worked. And so this is how I define a cheat code. As I thought about this, that, you know, there are certain things that when we do them, they don't take that much effort. They're very easy to understand, etc. And there's a bunch of them out there in the health space. And sometimes people do this crazy stuff. And bull testicles is a thing. People eat them thinking they're going to get some health benefit. Freezing yourself in a lake is highly popular. Cutting carbs. These are all examples of things that people try for a while and stop doing. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're doing cold therapy, bless you. That's fine. I actually do some cold therapy myself. As a matter of fact, I do it every day. I don't have a plunge. I don't have a frozen pond near my house, but I do have a cold setting on my shower. This morning, I was kind of sore. I've been working out really hard recently, and I just felt like a hot bath. Like I literally turned on the heat, only hot, some Epsom salts, and I just soaked myself to kind of, you know, get over some soreness I was feeling. But immediately I got out, I turned on the cold shower, all the way cold, and I just stood there and had it cool me back down. And I love that habit. But is it the kind of thing that a lot of people want to do? And there's parts of the world you can't really do it because your water's just not that cold. Anyways, enough about that. There's hard things to do and there's easier things to do. So here's the rules about cheat codes. Number one, they got to be straightforward and easy to understand. Number two, they should not require a significant amount of willpower. Number three, they need to be effective and promote weight loss with minimal effort. And number four, they should not be gimmicky or trendy. They should still be part of a sound, long-term, comprehensive health plan. Those are my rules because I don't like anything that's short-term. I don't like stuff that isn't sustainable. I like stuff that's along the lines of what I just said. It's why our Dairobi Undiet is based on real-world principles that anyone can follow for a very long time, and they'll reach their ideal body weight. It's just a matter of time. But if you're not ready for a full program, I'm going to give you 5 things right now that I think are powerful cheat codes that you could do right away without having to eat the whole elephant. So here we go. The first one has to do with water. Now, we all know we should be drinking more water, and I can't believe when I do my free coaching for people, how many of them I say, how are you doing with water? Oh, I could do better. I hear that over and over and over. And so I know that water is an area that a lot of people struggle with. However, it keeps my rules. It's not gimmicky. It's not short-term. It can be highly effective. And in this context, as a weight loss cheat code, all you have to do with the water is, if you're going to do the minimal amount of effort here, all you have to do is drink a large glass of water before you eat each time. That's it. That's not that hard. Doesn't require a lot of willpower. It's pretty darn easy to understand. But there are studies on this, and they show that people who drink a large glass of water before they eat feel somewhat full before they start eating. And so they don't eat as much food. Water is accessible to everybody. It's something that you can easily do and understand. And all you have to do is put out that glass of water. Many people have a glass of water with their meals anyway. But drink the whole thing first. That's the hack. Okay, drink it first. Don't drink it along with. Drink it beforehand. Now, along with this, we could go a little bit deeper. If you drink more water and you cut back on sugary drinks, alcohol, and juices, etc., that would just pour gas on the fire. So the minimal effective dose of this concept is a large glass of water before every single meal or snack that you eat, and that truly is a powerful health hack. You will consume up to 20% less calories by drinking a large glass of water before you eat. So there you go. Powerful health hack and very good for your health otherwise. A lot of bang for your buck in that one. The second one is one that I follow and it works for me because one of my biggest health weaknesses is I have a sweet tooth. I love sugary and salty treats. I love chocolate. And if I don't control myself, I can binge. And so I take my treats and I store them out of sight. I don't keep them in the kitchen. And believe it or not, this makes a big difference. I got this tip as I was getting my training in precision nutrition as a nutritional coach. And they taught it as a principle that they believe is more powerful than telling people to cut out sugar entirely. As a matter of fact, the research shows that people who are told to cut out sugar entirely will more often than not come back harder than ever and binge and eat more. But if you tell them you get to have some sugar in your life, just store it outside of the kitchen, anywhere. For me, we have a basement with a cold storage room, and I keep it there. And you know what? I don't feel guilty when I go to get a treat. I try to keep it down to two or three a week. I go down there, I grab a treat that I'm going to enjoy, and I eat it slowly and mindfully, and I enjoy it a lot. But if it's in the pantry, I'm not going to eat two or three a week. I'm going to eat 8 or 10. I don't know. But it's why I don't keep them in the pantry. Next, use appetite suppressants. Why appetite suppressants work is because they suppress your appetite and they're easy. Again, not much willpower involved, a little bit of money. Spend your money, get the appetite suppressants, take them. I take an appetite suppressant every morning and every evening. Now, in Dairobi, we have three products with appetite-suppressing qualities. We have Pounds and Inches drops, which we're most famous for. But we also, a lot of people don't realize this, we put a full dose of Chromium GTF in Mimi's Miracle Multi. Chromium GTF is an appetite suppressant, a very powerful one. And chromium, by the way, is one of the trickiest nutrients because it's very hard to get enough chromium from your diet, and your body isn't very good at storing it. If you don't eat it, you don't have it. And it not only controls appetite, aiding in weight loss, it also not controls, but aids in blood sugar management and lowered cholesterol. Pretty powerful stuff. Then we also have it in Mimi's Miracle Fasting Booster. So what I do is I take a dose of Mimi's Miracle Multi every morning because that's my multi. I also take a shot of Pounds and Inches drops in the morning. And that helps suppress my appetite throughout the day. So I have less appetite. After dinner, I take more Pounds and Inches drops and I take Mimi's Miracle Fasting Booster. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. And that not only helps me to decrease my appetite so that I don't eat after dinner, but what it also does is prepare all those neurological and physical pathways that are going into play in a fasted state. So that's helping your body to not only lose weight, but detox, sleep better, hormones reset as you're preparing for the evening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I use all three. If you're only going to get one, I'd recommend, specifically as an appetite suppressant, I'd recommend Pounds and Inches drops. But if you're a serious faster, Mimi's Miracle Fasting Booster is a great product as well. Check them out at dairobi.com. But these are cheat codes because they are easy. It's easy to understand. It's easy to do. It doesn't require a ton of willpower. The next one, weight loss cheat code number 4, increase protein intake. This works because it helps us feel full longer. It's essential for muscle repair and growth, obviously. Eating protein rich also, though, and this is where a lot of people don't realize, it increases your metabolic rate due to their high thermic effect. Not only that, but when people prioritize protein, they tend to eat less carbs. And carbs are I'm a fan of healthy carbs. However, in our society generally, too many people don't eat enough protein, and they eat too many carbs, and that's what puts on the weight over time. So all you have to do is portion your plate better. and eat the protein first. So when we say prioritize protein, I mean have some protein with every meal and even eat it before you eat any of your carbs. And so by making a shift, again, does this require a lot of willpower? Not really. Most proteins are delicious, you know, part of a healthy meal. Who doesn't love like a Sunday dinner with meat, potatoes, veggies, etc.? And by simply portioning your plate differently with more protein, a little bit less carbs, this will make a big difference in your health and your weight over time. And you'll feel better and have better repair and recovery as well. And number five, this one you might think doesn't deserve to be called a cheat code, but I've included it in here anyway because it's so powerful. And that is stop eating after dinner. Consuming calories later in the evening is linked to weight gain. The calories consumed after dinner are the worst kind. No one craves broccoli at 8 o'clock at night. All you do is stop eating after dinner, or worst case, if you got to have a little snack, don't have it after 7 o'clock at night. Do your best. Now, you might feel like this one isn't a cheat code because it can be hard, but the reason I'm including it is not hard for everybody. For a lot of people, stopping eating after dinner is something that's not that hard to do, and they could do it right away, and it doesn't require money or much effort at all. It did for me, I'll be honest, it took me about 60 days before I was over my cravings after dinner, but that's not always the way it is for everybody. And because it's stopping doing something versus developing a new habit, I think it's a cheat code anyway. So this one is aided, of course, by two of the other ones, which is an appetite suppressant with dinner and prioritizing protein. Protein will help you feel fuller longer, delaying the onset of hunger before bed. And there's another one that comes into play as well, and that's water. You can drink water, of course, and should be drinking water after dinner. And that also can be surprisingly satiating. So these five things are fairly simple, simple to understand, fairly simple to do. Some of them take a little bit of effort, but not too much. Yet over time, they can lead to pretty drastic lifestyle changes. And again, these are all things that as you implement them, they're part of a long-term. These aren't fads. These aren't gimmicks. These are all sound nutritional principles that when done can move the needle without you having to make a huge investment into your health if you're just not ready for that at the moment. I hope these help. Hope you've enjoyed them. This is Dave Sherwin wishing you health and success.